Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Texas Tech University School of Theater and Dance is presenting Dance Tech, an annual presentation beginning tonight. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are at the Creative Movement Studio here at the campus of Texas Tech University, and we're in the office of Kyla Olson, who is Assistant Professor of Practice in the School of Theater and Dance here at Texas Tech. Kyla, thank you very, very much for allowing us to come to your space and to occupy your time today. We appreciate it.
Of course, we're happy to have you.
So this is the week of Dance Tech. For our listeners who may not know, tell us, what is Dance Tech?
So Dance Tech is an annual production that the dance program puts on. It is featuring choreography by our dance faculty and by any guest artists that we bring in throughout the semesters, both fall and spring. It features students who are in our university dance company, which is an audition-based company that perform all faculty works.
Okay.
Specific to this concert.
And Dance Tech has actually been around for a while. It seems to me like it's been many years. Is that right?
Yes, that is true. Right. That is true.
So this is an annual long-time event.
Correct. Great. Annual, and it always changes from year to year. It depends on what sort of work everyone's interested in making, what sort of students we have, what sort of collaborations we want to do. We've been in different spaces. So this year we're in a new black box space, which is exciting. We're the first dance show in that space. Last year we were site-specific and outdoors. The year before we were in the Majan. So it's kind of fluctuated a little bit. So every year is kind of different depending on what people are interested in making art about, what sort of students we have, and what sort of space we're in.
Okay, so this year in the Black Box Theater in the main School of Theater and Dance building. Is
correct.
That right?
So it's the new addition that we have to our major
right.
building.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Great. Well, all right. So we've come to Dance Tech for this year. Mm-hmm. So what have you decided to do, and how did you decide to do it?
Well, we started back in the fall. We had an audition for dancers, and each faculty member picked the dancers they were most interested in, and they started creating work in the fall. We all had different ideas about what we were interested in. Allie Duffy has a piece that's about high school reunions based on her experience of her parents and them retelling a story from their going to their own high school reunion. Tanya Calamari is making an aerial work, working with one of our master electrician, Darren Moody, who has experience with aerials. So super exciting. And it's great for these students who are learning about that art form. We have a guest artist that came in, Kim Jones, who came in the spring semester, the very first week of classes, and set of work. And she's done a lot of work with Martha Graham Company and is a professor at UNCG. And she set a work that's about, it's somewhat about climate change, but about how we as humans kind of bear that and how we embrace that. We had Genevieve Durham de Cesaro, who made a work. She's super funny, if you don't know Genevieve, and her work is super funny. So she's found an interesting way of using vocalization, singing, text on stage, as well as dancing. And then we have Charlotte Boy Christensen, our head of dance, who made a lovely duet with Clara Zoller, who's in the School of Music, who's playing live for us, which is super exciting. And I got to hear her play for the first time the other day, and it was breathtaking. It was beautiful. And to have live music in the space, we hardly ever get that. So that has been super exciting. And then I also made a work that's in the last part of the show. And I was walking through First Friday Art Trail and I saw these round sculptures, these spheres. And John Whitfield is the local artist that makes those. So I reached out to him and I said, I'd love to make a work based on one of your spheres. Can I have one? He gave me one, which is super fantastic. Right. So we've been exploring climate change using the sphere as kind of a basis for that. So all the works are kind of different, but there's some similarities between each of them. So it'll be an eclectic mix of pieces.
I love that all of these works are different by different people, both mm-hmm. from here and mm-hmm. away from here.
Yes.
And are all relevant to things that are part of our lives. Mm-hmm. This is wonderful.
You get a wide variety of things. Things that will make you laugh. Things that will make you cry. Things that will make you want to think more about what's going on globally. So I think people will be entertained either way.
Right. And you mentioned Clara Zoller playing mm-hmm. live. She's an excellent violinist.
She's fantastic.
And of course, a collaboration like this is, I know, something that she loves to do and y'all mm-hmm. like to do. So that's great. Mm-hmm. How do the other dances work? Are they accompanied in a way by sound mm-hmm. or silence? How does that work?
So some of the choreographers have ideas for music up front and they start working with that. We also have a wonderful professor in our department, Seth Warren Crow, who does all of our sound editing and mixing. Mm-hmm. So he's created a lot of editing for us, but he's also created a lot of original music as well that's kind of blended in with some of the pieces of music we've picked. Mm-hmm. And he's super talented as well. I can say that personally for my piece, he created this nice, interesting vibe between all these eclectic pieces of music from like Johan Johansson, who has like super minimalistic music, to something like Summertime.
Right. Yeah.
So it's an interesting blend. And then some of the faculty just decided to pick music that was based on what they were interested in using. Mm-hmm. So something like Allie's piece, the music is very specific to that time period. So it kind of creates a mood. She also got to work with one of our students to do a projection. So there's also there's video going on at the same time. And one of our local students here in the PhD program, Shane Strawbridge, wrote an original text that's specific to that. So we're also incorporating some theater with dance and this interesting blend of music. So there's a lot of different collaborations in each of the pieces, which I think brings out the strengths both in our faculty and the students and staff that we have in our department.
How entertaining, how educational, all
yes.
of the things.
Yes, all of the things for doing all of them.
I think it's fantastic. You said something earlier that these students had auditioned to be part of a company. Tell us more about that. What is the company? How does that work?
Gotcha. So we started University Dance Company a couple of years ago, several years ago mm-hmm. while I was still here. And it's kind of our elite group of students who are interested in performing and learning more from our faculty. We teach a variety of different technique classes. So some of the students don't always have us in technique classes or other courses. So this gives them another opportunity to work with us in choreography and getting that kind of professional training of what it would be to work with the choreographer and have those regular rehearsals. So we're trying to, that company was created to give them a sense of what it's like in the professional field, right?
Yes, right.
To give them a sense of what it means to be in a performing company and what sort of expectations there are for that. So it's an audition-based company. And again, depending on what the faculty want to make, what they're interested in, who auditions, we pick from that pool of students. So sometimes we have, it's primarily dance majors or minors that are in mm-hmm. the company, but we have had non-majors before. I know we have at least one or two non-majors this year. So we're always looking for different students as well that want to perform, but maybe don't have a dance degree or follow in that pathway. So.
Right. Excellent. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense then
yes.
for how this works. So performances begin tonight, Thursday. Mm-hmm. Tell us the run of performances. How many are there?
Gotcha. So we're having tech rehearsals right now. Mm-hmm. We have a student preview for the Texas Tech students on Wednesday, and then we open officially Thursday, mm-hmm. which shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 in the Black Box Theater. I believe that the Saturday show is sold out, and I'm also sure the Friday night show might potentially eventually be sold out. So we're encouraging students to go to the Wednesday preview or the Thursday performance. And of course, anybody from the community, we would love to have you on any of those nights if we've got tickets available.
Right. So this is a ticketed event.
Correct.
How do people get tickets?
You can go onto our website and click directly on for the tickets for Dance Tech. You can call our box office. You can come by the box office when they're open in the afternoons and pick up those tickets. You can try to come on the evening of the shows, but I would highly recommend calling in advance and making sure.
dance.ttu.edu. Is
correct.
That right?
Correct. Yes.
Wonderful. Our guest on the front row today has been Kyla Olson, telling us all about Dance Tech, which is currently going into production at the Texas Tech University School of Theater and Dance. Kyla, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I always have trepidation about talking to people the week of a show, because I know.
We're just excited that you're here and what you do for our community and how you really support the arts here. It's super important. So we're always happy that you're here too.
Well, thanks. And thank you for being on the show.
Yes,
today.
Of course. Thank you.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.